It is day one of the 2013 Virginia Film Festival. This is Sean McCord in the Main Street Arena talking to filmmakers. And I'm sitting across from Matthew Jones, who is a writer, a local novelist, and screenwriter. And Matt, your film, the film that you wrote the book for, and then the screenplay for A Single Shot, is screening Saturday night at 9 in Newcomb Hall Theater. And it's a very interesting story and a really interesting cast. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, it's a story about... It takes place, the novel actually took place in upstate New York, mm-hmm. which is where I grew up.
Where you grew up,
in a
right?
Small farming community. But for a number of reasons, we moved it to West Virginia, mm-hmm. Which had to do with a few different things. One of which is the upstate New York accent is apparently very, very hard to get, and there's a lot of local vernacular in it. So we moved it there. But it's a story about a guy who has lost his family farm, and he's living in a trailer on the last piece of land that his father had.
Right.
And he's out hunting deer. He's poaching. And he accidentally shoots and kills a 15-year-old girl.
A camper who was just out there in the woods.
She's out in the woods, but it turns out that as he explores further, she had a lot of money with her.
Right.
And this is a guy who lives on the edge, and he's trying to get his wife back. They're separated, and he has a small child. Takes the money, and that's the start of the story. It's very much a character study.
Mm-hmm.
It's very edgy, and because obviously there are people who possess this money and who are with this girl, but it's also very much a character study about what this guy goes through because of what he's done. And
right. So the film on the surface it's like a rural crime thriller. But it's really about this character, about your main character. And what's his name?
John Moon.
John Moon. And he's played by Sam Rockwell.
Right.
In a film directed by David Rosenthal. It's A Single Shot, which screens Saturday at 9 p.m. in the Newcomb Hall Theater. So you wrote the novel, and then you wrote the screenplay. Tell me about that process. Were the film rights bought, and then they came to you and said, would you be interested in the screenplay? You've seen a novel of yours translated to the screen before, or was that all part of the package deal when the film rights were bought?
No, this particular novel I wrote 17 years ago, and it had been optioned ever since it came out by a few different people and who owned the rights, and I saw five or six screenplays that different people wrote,
right.
All of which I hated.
That you did not write.
I did not write,
right.
And then the rights were coming up, and a producer who had made a film of one of my other novels said he'd hire me to write the script if I would option it to him. And
so by that point, the film rights had reverted back to you?
They'd reverted back to me, yeah. And they were just about to revert back to me. So I had to make a decision because the people who had the film had the rights, had a script that I didn't like, and they didn't want to change it. And so when the rights came up, I went there. But so anyway, I'd never written a script, but I thought it would be a good challenge, and so that's how that came about. And that was about 4 years ago. Yeah.
So how was that process? I mean, obviously you're pleased with the way it came out, but a book that you had written, it was 17 years ago, so it would have been like 13 years before, and you pulled it out, and it must have been like visiting an old friend. And how did you sort of restructure it in your mind to turn it into a film?
The way I looked at it, I hadn't read the book since it was in galley form, and so it had been a long, long time, which I think helped me in a way, because when I read it, all my novelist friends said, don't try to, you'll hate having to cut out all these things.
Yeah.
But I looked at it, I read it again, and I looked at it as somebody else had written the novel. And I, you know, and I said, well, what am I going to have to do to make this novel into a script?
But you had not written a screenplay before.
I'm sorry?
You had not written a screenplay.
Never had written a screenplay. And I'd never even read a screenplay. So I got a bunch of screenplays that I liked, and I started reading them. That's the first thing I did, and which was helpful. And what I determined is, you know, the difference between a novel and a screenplay. You know, as a novelist, you're using all of your senses, all five, I think six senses that you have. And as a screenplay, as writing a script, if you can't see it or hear it, you can't write it.
Right. In a novel, you can talk about what a character is thinking or what they feel or what their environment is like. And with the screenplay, it's dialogue and scene.
Right. And the difficulty with this film is... the difficulty with adapting it was the novel, it's all a first person. It's all through the first person perspective, through John's perspective. And that's the same way in the film. But he's a very internal guy, and there's a lot that, you know, wasn't in dialogue. So that was sort of a challenge, but it became interesting and a fun challenge to me to try to see this story in a different...
So you kept it a first-person narrative in the film. John Moon is in every scene, everything that happens.
Every scene.
Happens, he witnesses or he is a part of.
Right. As he finds things out, we find them out. And as he does things, we're kind of doing them with him. It is a thriller on one level. It's a very mm-hmm. edgy film. And... He's a character who, you know, we slowly get to know. At the beginning, we, you know, might think one way about him, but I think he's somebody, hopefully by the end of the film, that you really understand and his motivations, and you kind of sympathize with the things that he's done. So
the film is a single shot, screened Saturday at 9 p.m. in Newcomb Hall Theater. So you grew up on a farm in upstate New York. You ended up here in Charlottesville. We were talking before we started recording. You've been here like 17 years, your story, like so many others. Some circumstances brought you to Charlottesville, and you looked around, and then you just kind of ended up staying. So you're a novelist full-time.
Yes. Novelist and now a screenwriter. I've written other screenplays since then.
So you've been in Charlottesville for some time. I assume you've been to the Virginia Film Festival before.
I have, and I was actually, one of my novels was made into a film a few years back, and
right.
That was in the festival. I didn't write the script for that, but
right. Right.
And so I come to the festival every year. I absolutely love it. I think it's one of the great things about Charlottesville is, you know, you don't have to go anywhere to see all these great films and meet great filmmakers. And I'm always here.
So the film is screening. I like to mention this a lot of times. Saturday night at 9 p.m. It's a single shot at Newcomb Hall Theater. Afterwards, we're going to be meeting the director, David Rosenthal, and you are going to sit there. I'm going to guess you're not the sort of person who naturally likes to sit in front of a room full of people.
That's a pretty good guess.
I'm just watching the way you're squirming here. You know, as soon as I turn the recording on, you kind of clenched up. You prefer... you prefer your work to speak for itself, I'm going to guess.
A novelist spends most of his time by himself.
Right.
And I think that's partly why you become a novelist. I'm a lot better at it than I used to, and I always find it interesting, people's perspective on your work and the questions that they answer, questions that they ask. And sometimes they'll look at things... differently
mm-hmm.
than you have, and I think that's all valuable, because once you write something, whether it's a novel or a film, it becomes whoever's watching it, and they interpret however they want to.
That's right. When you write, as you said, when something becomes a novel or a film or a play, the audience member, the reader, becomes a participant in it. So they bring in their own viewpoint. They bring in their own experience into it. So, yeah, that's one of my favorite things about the festival, is it's a far different experience than watching a film at home, or even going in and watching, you know, just a film in the theater with your date. But watching it with a crowd and being able to talk with filmmakers afterwards, with directors, with actors, with writers, it's certainly interesting for us as audience members to hear some of the background of the film. But I have to imagine that the reverse is also true, that you as a creator, to hear from people what they have to say, probably affects your experience of the whole process as well.
Absolutely. I mean, I think there's, you know, intelligent film goers, and Charlottesville has a lot of them, and that's who comes to this festival.
That's who comes to the festival, that's,
you know,
exactly right.
They always have insights on things that are, I find, intriguing and valuable to hear. So, yeah, it's a, as you say, it's one of the great things about a festival,
mm-hmm.
Is you do get that perspectives of people who really enjoy film and stories. And that, so,
well, I want to thank you for coming by. I think I've tortured you long enough. I've been talking to Matthew Jones, the novelist and screenwriter, and apparently future screenwriter. But his current film is A Single Shot, which airs Saturday at 9 p.m. at Newcomb Hall Theater. Thanks for coming by, and we hope to see you here again.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.